I'm excited to welcome to the show Amanda Harmon, who is a licensed clinical social worker, but also the program director of the Master of Social Work program at Sacred Heart University. Hey, Amanda, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm glad to have you here because here's the thing, Amanda, I got to be honest. One of my very dear friends who I graduated college with a long time ago was a social worker. And I know at that time, you know, we're talking, this was, you know, obviously pre-COVID. I mean, I graduated in the early 2010s. But sure. I know that there was obviously a demand at that time, you know, over 15 years ago for more social workers. And she still is practicing actually here in Connecticut. But I want to be up to speed. I want to know where we're kind of at in 2026, the growing demand for social workers, you know, because we hear so much about mental health, community needs. What would you say is driving that growing demand for social workers?
I don't know that there's one easy answer. I think that when we're doing a lot better at talking about mental health. I, you know, grew up in the 80s and 90s. No one really talked about going to therapy.
Yeah, no question.
And so
no kidding.
That, you know, that has changed so much. And that's a beautiful thing, right? That people can be able to say like, hey, I like, this is too much and I need help. And so I think the ability for folks to do that, to voice their need, for families being willing to say like, hey, you know what? I have this amazing kid and also way out of my depth. So for people to be able to do that, I think, right, is driving some of that need. The other piece is, you know, we talk about, it feels like every year since 2019, we're living in unprecedented times. You know, we have an increase in houselessness and housing insecurity, food insecurity. A lot of these pressures lead to increase in domestic violence. You know, here in Connecticut, we've had a lot of child welfare concerns. You know, we have changing laws around voting acts. So there's so much happening at so many different levels that are causing a lot of distress for people in both personal ways and larger community ways that are really calling on social workers in particular to address those. The lens of social work is a little bit different than other helping professions because it doesn't just look at an issue a person has, but how the environment and the world that they're living in and the family they come from can both help support them and potentially be impacting how they're feeling.
So how has your program at Sacred Heart had to adjust to that?
Sure. So I think one of the interesting things about Sacred Heart University is from the beginning, we've had the Council of Social Work Education, who accredits the national social work programs. They have 9 competencies, and we have a special 10th competency, which talks about integrated practice, which really means looking at how does an individual influence a community and policy and legislation? How does policy and legislation impact communities and individuals? And how does a community impact, you know, legislation, policy, and individuals? And also thinking as a social worker in those terms. So when you're trying to solve a problem with someone, right, looking at how does that get addressed in a community or at policy or with individuals. And so we've really tried to continue to enhance that work. We recently revised a lot of our coursework. Before, we had students choosing between clinical or community practice, and we recognized that learning both of those is really important. So now those classes are just a part of our regular curriculum, and we've been able to allow to make changes for students to take more electives of their choice, as well as develop specializations or concentrations in areas that I think are places where we need a lot of social workers. And so we're looking at school social work as well as mental health and addiction.
So I'm not about to pretend like I could be a social worker. I want to be very clear. But I'm curious, Amanda, where is there hands-on learning? I think one of the biggest challenges for a social worker, and again, I'm not claiming to be one, but in today's climate, I even look at just a teacher, for example. The role of a teacher has changed so much. I always say that they're kind of therapists. They're also police officers. Like they're not just teachers anymore. So I would imagine for social workers, that's like to another degree. I mean, is there an element of hands-on or kind of getting out of the classroom and seeing what real social work looks like? Is that part of your curriculum? Not to put you on the spot.
Oh, no, that's okay. Absolutely. So we have two internships that our students do. They're 500 hours each over, so it's 500 hours over the course of a year. And then the next year in our program is an additional 500 hours where they're actually embedded in community agencies doing the work. And then we have a seminar class where students can process like, wow, that didn't look at all what that textbook said it would look like, or wow, that was exactly how I thought. But in addition, you know, we talk about imposter syndrome a lot and feeling like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. So we've incorporated opportunities for simulation. So practicing either with, you know, students who can come in from our School of Performing Arts. We have interprofessional education settings at Sacred Heart University. So we have like a lab that the nursing students use that's set up like a hospital. And so we can have students come in and our social work students might do like an intake and an assessment in that hospital room with a person who's, you know, pretending to be a patient. So they're able to, with professors, do that. We also have VR capabilities for students to be interacting with each other in a setting like a living room doing a home visit. So we have lots of different ways that students can practice, and our new programming incorporates a low residency model. So it's just 3 Saturdays a year where students can come together and practice different scenarios. Just like I was saying, you know, right now for October, we're working on doing an ethics escape room. So lots of interesting things for students to really get some hands-on practice and build community together.
So I think that, again, not to talk out of turn, Amanda, but I think that Sacred Heart has been, it sounds like, really adjusting to the needs of, you know, really securing students so that when they graduate, they feel confident and they can really advocate for, A, the changes that we need for social workers to have more support, but also they are not kind of shell-shocked when they do go into this industry, because it's a very admirable one. It is, but it is a tough one. It really is.
It is. I've been doing it for 23 years.
Well, God bless you. Who am I to say? That's amazing. It is. It's amazing.
Yes, we do. We talk a lot about, you know, self-care and the importance of connection, you know, how to sort of recognize when you're burnt out. And one of the things I love about social work is that it's a degree that gives you the ability to pivot. So when you need to step back from working in one area, you know, if you've been working with kids and you need a break, you can work with adults, you can work with the aging, you can work in schools, you can work in hospitals. So it gives you a lot of ability when you are feeling, you know, overwhelmed or burnt out to pivot rather than having to go get like a whole additional degree.
So if people are interested, Amanda, in checking out this program in particular for Sacred Heart University, what do you suggest they do?
Sure. So they can certainly reach out to Sacred Heart University. They can reach out to me. So my email address is harmona@sacredheart.edu. We'll get folks connected to our grad admissions. You can check out our website. We also have, you know, a Instagram page for the School of Social Work if people want to check out some of our faculty and what we are doing. So there's lots of really interesting ways to get a hold of us. That's shu.socialwork on Instagram. But certainly, please feel free to contact me. Happy to talk more with anyone about the field and if Sacred Heart is the right choice for you.
Well, Amanda, I want to thank you again for what you do professionally, a licensed clinical social worker, but also as program director of the Master of Social Work program at Sacred Heart University. Thank you so much. And thanks for giving
us the time. Thanks for having me. Yes, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Amanda Harmon, again, right here. You too on WICC. And of course, if you want more information, again, that is Sacred Heart spelled out, sacredheart.edu/MSW for more information.